Blog Talk Radio. Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Welcome, everybody, to another show, Canned Laughter and Coffee. I'll let you in on a secret. Before the show, I do stupid things. I brush my teeth. I put on lipstick. It's as if I'm really going to, you know, see. But for Diane Whiteside, I shaved my legs. So there you go.
Yes.
Yes. For you, I shaved my legs.
So I am.
I just thought I would let you in on the ritual. You know, I take this seriously. I prepare. You know, I want to look my best. That way, I just on top of my game. And for you, I shaved my legs.
I had strawberries.
Okay.
I'm not sharing them, but I had.
And Garrett's like, why did I agree to do this program? And what? Where? No. Welcome. Welcome. And Garrett is running the board for us tonight. Hi, Garrett.
Hi, Garrett.
Yes, I am. I did not shave my legs before I came on,
Oh. Just
so you know.
Oh, I don't know. Should we let him talk at all then? Do you think so?
Well, maybe he'll agree to shave his underarms, but maybe not.
I don't know. All right, Garrett,
I don't know if
you're
I should expose the fact that I do that or not.
Well,
I mean, that I might do that. I mean, what did I say?
You're on probation. We're just gonna let that roll. Then that's fine. We'll make you shave later. That's fine. Diane, I am so thrilled you are on the show. You're doing like 8,000 things this month to promote your new book, which is fantastic and deserves all of the promo you can get. I'm so excited for you. And this is The Devil She Knows. Am I right?
Yep, it's The Devil She Knows. I finally wrote Portia and Garrett's story, and I am so pleased that they finally told me what it was. Yes.
It's
one of the books where
God.
You smack the characters into a corner and you say, okay, you're going to tell me what the story is. Yeah,
I have a deadline, and no more messing around, people. Give it up.
Yeah. You looked at each other, you said you were it for each other, and you're going to tell me what the story is.
Oh, how much fun is that? So, I mean, this has been long anticipated. Now, was it you who sort of thought, okay, I'm going to tell their story? But it was the fans, I thought. The readers were sort of saying, ahem.
Well, Gareth has been in 4 previous books. I mean, like, hello. And Portia looked at him. Portia showed up in 1 previous book, and then she looked at him in another one and said, he's mine. And I was like, what? You're like a lot younger than he is. And she was like, so? And I was like, but I have other plans for the book. You know, I have other plans. And she was like, hey.
Nope, not so much listening to you. Yeah, it's not like you're in charge or anything.
Now,
the characters are like that, though. Don't you find that it's almost like you're at a very strange cocktail party?
Well, yeah, and then you get these readers who come up to you and say, what do you do when the characters won't do what you want? Do you go and write what you want to anyway? And I'm like, are you nuts? No,
yeah.
You do what the characters say. Sorry. No.
No, I find that when you push it the other direction, that's called writer's block.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it took me the longest time with these two. It was like one other book. And then I was just like, okay, so you're going to like tell me what your story is and I'll write it, okay?
Just any minute now. You're like, come on, guys. Come on.
Yeah. We're just going to sit down. We're going to have this nice confab. And then I sort of looked at the magnificent Kate Duffy and I said, how do you feel about a heroine who stands up in the dock in the Old Bailey and commits to adultery? Only she didn't actually do it. And Kate Duffy looked at me and her jaw went, whoom, dropped. And she said, I've never done that before. And I was like, I know. All
well,
those times there are thousands of books. Yeah, I know. And she was like, And I was like, I'm thinking, yeah.
I think that's fun when you do hit upon something that hasn't been done a dozen different ways, and I think that that's always a little exciting as a writer when you discover sort of a new plot twist or a new approach, don't you think? I mean, isn't that half of the fun is trying to not reinvent the wheel, but come up with something completely different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it was always so much fun with Kate to do that, because you'd see this really wicked sparkle in her eyes, and she was like,
yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Fun.
Do you miss her? Do you miss her?
Oh, terribly. Terribly.
Yeah. Do you channel her a little bit sometimes? Do you kind of do a what would Kate say or what would Kate do kind of
yeah.
thing?
Yeah, and when I'm editing or even, you know, just sort of like brainstorming, I can hear her say, you know, hear her sort of nudge me. And there were what my agent would say, Kate-isms, and I'll hear those. you know, and she was so succinct, you know, that they're like one-liners. You know? Yeah.
I never worked with her as an editor, but I met her at a few conferences and had the pleasure of her company and shared dinners and, you know, hung out, I guess, is the official. There you go. That's it. I hung out with Kate.
And, yeah, getting and drunk that, with Kate was an experience, yes.
There you go. I wasn't going to admit that, you know, that. But,
no.
Yeah, I hung out. But it was really a privilege. It felt, you know, she was her own vibrant, unique person, and I really valued everything she said. It was like, wow, I'm, you know, hanging out with the guru.
Yeah.
And perhaps alcohol is involved, but we don't need to go into that. That was
No. Well, it was all champagne. Only the classiest, right. Yeah, we're romance writers after all.
I'm drinking tea. Wherever she is, she's looking down at you right now. She's got to be thrilled with how your career has just taken off and just where you're going. I think it's phenomenal.
Oh, thank you. I'm having fun with it. It's fun. It's fun being able to write and take joy in what you're writing and have characters who are bouncing around. You know. Well, more ways than one. Yeah.
So the Devil series, do you have like a pile? I mean, are you like, this is it, man? You could just, you want to keep going? Are we going to do more and more and more? I mean, there's just so many wonderful possibilities. Or are you going to?
I love the guys. Oh, I love the guys. It's so wickedly fun to have these, you know, basically special forces guys, you know, who you can send into all of these fabulous places, you know, and it's all historical, right? You know, and they're carrying around things like jewels or gold, only it's Constantinople in 1885, and there's a palace intrigue, you know, and they're smuggling rifles into the palace. I mean, like, wow, this is fun.
It is fun.
It's great hysterical fun.
I think that any time you get to just play imagination, you know what I mean, as a grown-up, you just kind of get to let that go and just completely have fun.
There's no other way
to describe it. Just cut loose and have fun. And like you said, yeah, why not? I mean, you guys are bouncing all over. So tell us about, specifically about the new book. And now what day in June is it out? And for somebody who's not familiar with the series, how would you describe it?
Well, Portia looked at Gareth when she was 12 years old and said, "He's mine." And Gareth, being a much older and wiser 18-year-old, basically looked at her and said, "Little girl, friends." Bad idea. And so they were friends. And he let her know that he only thought of her as friends. And so she got really snot-nosed about this and went and married somebody else. Bad idea.
Not at 12, though. Not at 12, no. Listeners. Let's just
clarify. No, when she was 17,
that.
She went and married somebody else. And that didn't work out. Like, really, that didn't work out. And I tell you, there were points when I was writing that when I was thinking, you know, you dumb cluck. You let the characters go where they went, and you wind up saying and going, you dumb cluck. And anyway, she gets herself in trouble again, and it's Constantinople in 1885, and he's got to get her out of trouble. And the only way to do it is by marrying her, which is the last thing he wants to do.
Aww.
For a whole bunch of really good reasons.
Aww. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, that sounds like fun. Okay, so now you are blogging. I'm sorry, the boys are blogging. Your guys,
boys.
you're doing blogs from the vantage point of your army. I mean, your character's blog, is that right?
Well, I'm blogging with the History Hoydens.
Mm.
And I'm blogging at Romantic Crush Junkies. I'm blogging at Fresh Fiction. I'm signing with Nora Roberts. Hello! I know. That's one of the things where you sort of sit there and go, oh, I'm so lucky. Look at that line. And if any of them come over here, I'm just going to bounce. Whoa!
Bounce in the glow. You'd be like, wow, that'll be so. No, that is incredible. How
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're just pinching yourself. Mm-hmm. I'd just be against the wall on that one.
Yeah.
Who are you? I'm not Nora Roberts. I'm just here standing in awe with my jaw down to the floor because I can't believe I'm in the same room. So,
oh yeah.
You're me. Wow.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They asked if I was promoting that one, and I was like, you darn betcha. Yeah. Yeah, it's been on my website for quite a while now.
Thank you. Had a T-shirt made.
Yeah, I thought about that one. I did.
Yeah.
And you know you can get rooms at her bed and breakfast in the same town if you want to come on up and see us. Hello. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, see? Hmm. There you go. I tell you what, I cannot believe this is going to be such a wonderful hit for you, like so many others, and I'm so thrilled for you. The Devil She Knows. And, Diana,
and I'm looking forward to your next book.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, that's right. I've got one coming out in August, everybody. So, I can't believe you keep coming back on this show. I don't know what I did to trick you, but I'm thrilled. You can promise to come back again, okay?
Oh, swear.
And once you catch your breath after this month of blogging and book signings and promotion and everything else, and you land on your feet, let us know how you're doing. Oh, my goodness.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody, and we'll see you next Tuesday for more Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. And thank you very much, Diane Whiteside. And everybody, that's www.dianewhiteside.com. You have to stop by. Okay, good night, everybody.
And thank you, Renee.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe, and welcome to our circle.